Welcome back to Tayfanach Divrei Hayomim, base Perek Dalet, Perek 4. We have the building of the Mishkan still, the building of the base Hamikdash. We have a new Kopper Mizbeach. There's a sea, the Yam Shel Shlomo, 10 amas diameter, pictures of bulls on the side, and the entire structure was supported by 12 bronze oxen, three in each direction and one facing outwards. The Mitzvah David says these oxen had a hollow which would enable water to go up from the spring from the floor beneath the floor of the Beis Hamikdash through these oxen and into the sea, and therefore it was a kosher mikvah. There was 10 kiors, the sinks effectively, added to the old one in the Beis Hamikdash or in the Mishkan, five on each side of the old kior, so you had 11 in total. They are used for washing parts of the Ola Karbonis. We have 10 menorahs, 10 shulchanos, 100 bowls to be used for sprinkling of the brother Karbonis. You just see them, it's just the breadth and the glory, the majesty, the opulence in the Beis HaMikdash. There was an Azar for the Kohanim. There was an Ezar Sisrael area with bronze doors, these bronze coated doors, churam manufactured pots that Shlomo had asked. And there was so much copper that its weight couldn't really be determined. The perek ends with the final touches that Shlomo HaMelech added, golden doors, musical instruments. Again, you see the majesty, the malchus that is the Beis HaMikdash. And that, the Sefer HaChinuch says, is an important part of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Ein anias b'makom ashiris. They weren't stingy on anything. Know, in the Beis HaMikdash, it was supposed to be a place of majesty. It was supposed to be a place you went in and thought, wow, you know, I'm inspired. I'd like to change. I'd like to become more refined. The place itself contributed to our mindsets of purity and Kedusha and Tara as the Beis HaMikdash.